So we are going to do another set of 20 questions. We do this with our guests because it's just so much fun to see where we're like and where we're different. So today we're going to ask Shayna right now some questions about habits and traits that we have. So, Shayna, are you more of a night owl or an early bird?
Night owl, for sure.
Night owl.
I would party all night, sleep all day.
I love it. There we go. What's one thing you have to do every day, no matter what?
If it was up to me, it would be run. Right now, I obviously can't, but I know I survive by running.
Right, exactly. Okay, question number three. Do you have any rituals or traditions that are unique to you? You're the only person you know that does them.
Not really. Nothing that's coming to my head.
Okay. What's your favorite go-to when you need to relax?
A bath.
Oh, I was going to guess running.
Well, right? I do like to run, but like if I was to have a relaxing thing, I would choose a bath with ice cream and candles alone.
There you go. No kids. Cool. What is a household chore or task that you secretly enjoy, but you'd never tell anybody?
Except for now you're going to tell everyone.
I like mopping the floor or loading the dishwasher.
Okay. We won't comment. Okay. Do you plan everything meticulously ahead or do you go with the flow? Fly by the seat of your pants.
I do whatever. So I would describe me as chaos because I just do whatever I want whenever. Okay. No schedule or plan. So it's kind of a chaos.
There you go. What's the weirdest habit you've picked up from someone else?
Running. Does that count? I hated it.
I think it's weird.
Yes. How do you celebrate your wins, big or small?
With an iced coffee.
Okay. I was going to say ice cream and running.
No. I like lattes, whipped cream with like mocha drizzle or caramel on top. Yep. That's great.
Yes. Yum. What's your favorite way to spend a lazy weekend?
In jammas at home.
In jammas at home. Perfect. Yep. Do you stick to a routine or do you prefer to mix things up?
I mix things up. I probably should be more routine, but okay. I have lots of learning to do.
If you could make one of your habits into an Olympic sport, what would you win gold at?
Eating pizza. Does that count?
I'm obsessed
with pizza.
Yes.
Have you tried the new sourdough?
Yes.
Oh,
so yes.
We have a new pizza place in town, and our town's very small, so it's a very exciting thing.
I saw you post it.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a weird flex skill or quirk that you're proud of?
No, not that I know of.
Okay.
She has extremely small ears.
Apparently my ears are incredible. They don't keep headphones in.
Yeah. Okay. What is a product that you swear by that you recommend to everyone around?
I don't know.
Do you have a favorite pair of running shoes that you're like everyone should own?
Brand?
Oh, I like my Lululemon running clothes.
Uh-huh. There you go. Lululemon.
That would be what it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have any superstitions or quirky routines that you follow?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
You walk under ladders.
I don't know.
Do you get scared when black cats cross your path?
Not really.
So you're not very superstitious.
He's good. Do you knock on wood?
No.
Okay,
good. If you could only choose one type of weather to live in forever, what kind of weather would you like?
Sunny, 100 degrees, paradise.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm with you.
And you live in New Hampshire.
Yeah. I wonder why all the time.
I'm sorry. What's the most random thing that brings you joy?
Yeah. I mean, not every answer can be running, right? But it does bring me lots of joy.
You can say it. You can totally say it.
Yeah. That's my stress relief. So I love to do that.
Okay. So what is your go-to way to procrastinate?
Stay in my bed.
Okay.
Does that count?
Yes. Yep. Any answer counts.
Yeah. If you had to describe your perfect day, what would it include?
On a beach day.
Okay.
Do you believe in with 100 degrees?
Yes. Yep. I like the beach, swimming, sand, just paradise.
A mocha.
Yeah.
Like a ice latte. Whipped cream.
Yep. On the beach. Perfect. Yeah.
With caramel drizzle.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you believe in bucket lists? And if so, what's the wildest thing on your list?
Going to Hawaii was on my bucket list, but I'm deathly afraid of planes. So I would say that's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Can't do that. Yeah. Especially planes over the water, probably, right?
Yeah.
All right. What is the strangest thing you've ever done just because you were curious?
Oh, no, I have to be real.
Didn't say it.
Walked a chicken on a leash.
I love it. Okay. That was our last question. Thank you.
Okay, that's awesome. But can I ask one clarifying question?
Yes.
Where did you walk a chicken on a leash?
Yeah. Someone said you can't walk a chicken. Like, it wouldn't happen. So I literally put a chicken on a leash and walked the thing around the yard to prove a point. It walked, and I was with it. So I would say it was I walked a chicken.
Yes.
Thanks for playing. Okay. Jen, would you answer some questions for me?
Absolutely.
Okay. Would you say you're more of a night owl or an early bird?
Oh, night owl for sure. If I had to go back to a job that I had to get up at like 5:30 to be there at 7, I'd be like, and I'm still a stay-at-home mom, even though my kids are 45 and 50. That's awesome. Definitely a night owl.
What's one thing that you have to do every day, no matter what?
Drink coffee and read. I love to read. And if I go a day without reading something, hopefully for pleasure, outside of like Bible study too, but like I like to read for pleasure. Mm-hmm. It grounds me to read.
What are you currently reading that's good?
I'm afraid to tell you, it's so nerdy. Okay, so you can ask Cash because he's like, really? I'm like, yes. I like a lot of like fantasy or sci-fi. There's the author. Mm-hmm. His name is Brandon Sanderson. Mm-hmm. And there's a series that the fifth book just came out for Christmas, like Christmas time. And so my family bought me that book and I'm currently just enjoying it. Perfect. Just for
I've
fun.
I've had many a friend that read that kind of genre, like all the Anne McCaffrey and all of that stuff.
Yes. I love, I mean, I like all sorts of things, but if I'm just reading for pleasure,
that's my go-to.
You crime need to come and look at my bookshelf when you
I have. And, oh, did you? Okay, good. Yes, and then I'm like, but we didn't quite know each other as well. And so I'm like, would she let me borrow?
I would let you borrow. I would totally let you. You tell me what you want me to bring.
Next week we should come up with the, okay.
That wasn't even a question. That was a bonus question.
That was extra.
Extra, got it.
Do you have any rituals or traditions that are unique to you?
To me? Like, are you thinking holiday? Are you thinking
whatever you like? Comes to however mind. You like to answer that question.
Rituals or traditions? I don't think I have any wackity ones or any weird ones. I feel like we
That's
definitely
okay.
have. You don't, I feel yeah. like we we have our like holiday traditions, but it's normal things like building gingerbread houses maybe or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't have any.
Okay. No.
Yeah.
What's your favorite go-to when you need to relax?
Well, again, reading is like if I'm gonna mellow, but I love if it's a quick relax, I would say either running or reading. If it's where I'm trying to completely unplug, I love to travel. Mm-hmm. I love to go, and it can just be a day trip to the beach, and I will mm-hmm. come back a whole different person. And I don't even have to be by myself. It's just getting out of my current space.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's something about getting out of my current space.
What's a household chore or task you secretly enjoy?
Quite honestly, if I can turn on an Audible or a show that I like to fold laundry. Like if I can just cocoon myself, I have no problem folding laundry and just having something playing in the background.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what I don't love is that doesn't get to happen very often, yet our room is still the laundry depot. And so I'm turning to my left and it's like Mount Vesuvius of laundry over here. But yeah, the reality versus what I wish is a whole different thing.
Right. Yeah. Do you plan everything meticulously or do you just go with the flow?
Oh, I would say the answer to that question depends on where I'm at in my mental state of life. Like I can tell that I've taken on too much or I'm under stress by how much planning I do. Because if I'm feeling under stress or if I've taken on one too many yeses when I maybe should have said a no, then I go into uber controlled planning mode. Mm-hmm. When I'm in a state of more balanced maybe yeses and no's and where I'm at, then I actually kind of prefer to just have last minute people over or going with the flow mm-hmm. or whatever. So
I understand that in my core.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that's actually a really good litmus test usually for myself of like, how am I feeling about this? Oh, I'm feeling like I need to over control. Oh, I have too much on my plate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Took me 40 years to figure that out, but yeah, know, whatever.
Right. Better late than never.
Better late than never.
Yeah.
Do you have any weird habit that you've picked up from somebody else?
Oh, I like this question. Now I want to know what her answer was. do I have any weird habits that I picked up from someone else? Can we come back to that? I feel like I need to think on that for a second.
Mm-hmm. No problem. Mm-hmm. How do you celebrate your wins, big or small?
Oh, I would say I like to go out, but like we're also trying to be frugal. So like mm-hmm. if there's a win, we'll just go have a date of some sort. Like to me, that's like a fun win thing. It's like, let's go celebrate, even if it just means we go have a cheap burger or whatever.
But I
like to go out and do that because we don't let ourselves just do that all the time.
Yeah, so it's special. Like,
it's special. There was a season when we used to, but it's like, no, that's not our best. Yes.
Yeah.
What's your favorite way to spend a lazy weekend? Nothing on your agenda. What would you do?
And honestly, I'd probably put something on my agenda. I'd probably be like, who wants to come over?
Let's plan the whole weekend.
I love playing games. So like if I have an open weekend, I'd love to have adults or kids over, play mm-hmm. board games.
What's your favorite board game at the moment?
Last 2 weekends in a row, we've had the teens over and we've played, it's called Wavelength. And it's a party game more than a board game. And that's a really fun one. Or I like a Taboo or whatever. I also really love strategy games. So if it's just like 4 to 6, I love a Catan. I love like that. We've been playing.
Playing Splendor?
I have played Splendor. We don't own it. So I only play it when I'm at someone's house that owns it. We like Up and Down the River. I don't know if you've ever heard of that card game, Up and Down the River. Like, it takes no real skill, but you can play like 8 people at a time. Mm-hmm. And so, but we're in a season where it's really fun to have some of these older teens over and try to smoke them at like a taboo or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great.
Yep.
All right. Do you stick to a routine or do you prefer to mix things up?
I feel like I'm in a season of mixer-upper. I feel like now that my kids are a little bit older, I don't need so much of the structure of routine. There was a season for sure where if I didn't have that structure and routine, I would have been like,
yep,
not okay. But now I'm like, woo, let's go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's just go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you could make one of your habits into an Olympic sport, what would you get gold in?
Oh, call. being late.
Oh, no.
I'm a professional pre-planner and still managed to get out the door 5 minutes after I plan. Yes.
I saw a t-shirt the other day that said, always late, but worth the wait.
Yes, and I'm so annoyed. It's one of those habits I'm so annoyed with myself about, and I feel like it should be so easy to course correct, and yet I don't know.
It's like, how can I go back and pick up that 5 minutes from somewhere back there and just never lose it again? I can, and I'll be on time for
I'll tell you exactly how to course correct.
It's a horrible habit.
I know exactly how to course correct it. Do you want the answer?
Yes.
Don't do the last thing that you think you can do before you leave.
Yeah. The last
thing. Whatever that last thing is you're going to do, don't do it.
The dishwasher.
Don't do it.
Fold that load of laundry.
Because it's so disrespectful to those that you're like, and I know that. And so I don't want to be that person, but I am chronically that person. I would get a gold medal.
We like you anyway. It's okay. Do you have a weird flex, like a skill or quirk that you're proud of?
I remember birthdays, like dates and birthdays.
Interesting.
I couldn't tell you what I said that I would make for dinner 2 days ago, but I can tell you that Ash's birthday is April 18th.
Yeah. Isn't that weird? That is weird. Flex.
That's
skill.
A good flex. I like to have that flex.
I like it.
What's a product that you swear by and you recommend to everyone?
Oh. I own 3 Instant Pots. I love my Instant Pots. It has changed my life as far as we used to do a lot of just swinging by, get food, and it was so expensive and so unhealthy. Mm-hmm. And because I didn't prep, like I didn't learn how to meal prep. So the Instant Pot has changed this woman's life because I don't have to prep. I can just throw it all in and it will still be done.
Yeah. I don't own one yet. I haven't kind
of. If you were closer, I would drive one over and say, here, I have a spare.
Yeah,
I'm a family of 4 with 3 Instant Pots.
I love it. I love these questions. This is why I love these. I mean, who knew?
And I have 3 crock pots.
Oh, okay. 4
people in my family.
There you go. That's perfect.
If you could choose only one kind of weather for the rest of your life, what would that weather be?
Oh, I would say sunshine between 70 and 80 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
82 at the most, maybe 3 if I'm really pushing it. But
yeah, if you're feeling real cool.
If I'm.
What is a random thing that brings you joy?
I love color. So like gel. Every year my kids buy me new erasable gel pens. Like what I ask every year because I like to be able to, I hate writing in pencil, but here's my 2 that are right here that I've been using. So
yeah.
Erasable and they're bright.
Yes.
Nice.
So I love color. So puzzles. I love doing puzzles and I love gel pen. Those are like
colorful puzzles.
Mm-hmm. Bring me joy.
Nice.
Cool. The little things.
What's your go-to way to procrastinate?
I will suddenly be like, I haven't played the piano in a really long time. I feel like it's time to practice. If you ever stop by and I'm on the piano, you know that I probably
you should be doing something else.
Doing something else, and I'm like, this is benefiting me. So I'm sure that, like, yeah. So
I should do this instead of that other chat.
Instead of that,
yeah.
Or I'll suddenly, yeah. Or if I'm reading way longer, yeah. Those are the two things I usually do.
All right, we only have three more left.
Okay.
If you had to describe your perfect day, what would it include?
For sure, those that I love, right? Like, I love a house, car, day full of laughter. That's why I think we've always loved having people and young people in our home. So I would say it would include some sort of either game or volleyball or something where, like, there's lots of laughter, and preferably maybe in a beach house because I love the water.
Yes. There you go. Only if it's below 83, between 70 and 83.
I don't know. If I was in Hawaii, I could probably suck it up and do maybe 85, 87. Okay. I'm sure I could look past those last 4 degrees if I were.
Yes.
Do you believe in bucket lists? And if so, what's the wildest thing on yours?
I actually probably would say that I don't believe in bucket lists. I believe in living your life purposefully and making the most of the time you have. I think, the older I get, the more I realize, and Lois, you have faced this year, and you've actually, having cash in my home so much this year, has helped me have clarity around some things where you just go, forget the bucket list. What can I do today
to
live purposefully?
To make it matter.
And make it matter.
Yeah.
And if it happens to be that I do something new, then great. But
I like
what
that.
Am I leaving behind with those who are going to be still there?
Yep.
Yeah.
I like that.
All right. What is the strangest thing you've ever done out of curiosity? And there's no way it's weirder than Shayna's.
Can I know hers afterwards?
Yes. I will tell you Shayna's after you tell me yours.
Strangest thing I've done just out of sheer curiosity.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I'm not that curious of a person. Or maybe I just do enough weird things that I might wear all daily stuff.
Maybe we won't think it's weird.
I don't think I do things out of curiosity. I think that I get talked into doing, like, things that are out of my comfort zone. Like, cliff jumping wasn't so much out of curiosity, but I did decide to go cliff jumping against my better judgment because I got kind of caught up in a moment.
So that could have been.
And I'm quite competitive.
Curiosity.
Yeah.
I have to. What?
And I won't do it again. Let's just,
you could,
like, what, that was the one.
Were you
doing
it for a competition? Like,
I felt it was out of, yeah, like,
out
I felt
of
like
somebody else is doing it, so I have to. It's a dare kind of thing or something.
It was because I was with a bunch of teenagers that
peer
I was
pressure.
Like, I'm not, and they were calling me old.
They weren't peers.
Calling
they
me peers, old.
They're not peers.
They were teenagers.
Calling me
teenager
old.
Pressure.
I'm like,
that'll
I'm not too old for
all
this.
Kinds of strange circumstances and situations.
This is actually a special situation. Usually people record totally separately.
Yeah.
And Jen did not hear Shayna's questions be answered, but Shayna has got to hear Jen's questions
answers,
be answered. And so I want Shayna to tell Jen, what's the weirdest thing you've done out of curiosity?
Was and we laughed.
No, I don't. The chicken.
Oh,
she doesn't even remember. She's done so many weird things.
Well, I walked a chicken on a leash to prove a point to somebody.
You're right. That is.
They said you can't walk a chicken on a leash, and she said, "Oh, I bet I can."
Did it end well? I want to know. Did the chicken turn on you? How did that end up going?
No, it enjoyed the walk just as much as I did to prove the point.
I did lick a banana slug in middle school.
Oh, okay.
They said that your tongue would go numb if you licked a banana slug. And I didn't really believe them. And I did lick the banana slug.
Did
and
your tongue you go numb just your to save us from having?
It does go numb.
Yes. It does?
Yep.
How long does it last?
A good few minutes. It's like, wow. It was disgusting. Yeah. Don't do it.
Yeah. Don't do it. But walking chickens Jen on leash, no. Try that.
Yeah, I will try. I'm like, that I'll try maybe. I'll dare the kids to do that one.
Oh, that's great.
Thanks for answering my questions. If you wanted to circle back, the last one, I can't remember what it was that you, it was, have you picked up a weird quirk from someone else?
The weirdest habit, yeah.
From someone else.
And if you haven't, maybe that's good.
Yeah, I don't think weird quirks. I feel like I have changed.
Maybe just unique.
Habits.
Doesn't be weird. Unique is another word for weird, right?
I feel like something that I feel like I've become more bold in saying yes to things outside of my comfort zone due to one specific person that I know who has often pushed me to try new things that I resist. And then I've now done it enough that I'm like, oh, I need to stop resisting so much. And so I find that I'm a much more bold person due to my friend Angie.
I'm
praying over that for you. And then I end up saying yes. So I don't know if that's a quirk. It's just learning from those who maybe are the opposite personality from you, right?
Ah, I think that's actually really great. I think we grow a lot that way. Thank you for answering my questions.
Yeah. So much. Thank you, ladies, for having me.
Yes, and thanks for the whole thing. It was really, really good.
And Shane, I'll be praying for you because you're still in the trenches and we're kind of coming out of those trenches into a different one. So
yeah, absolutely.
There you go.
Thank you.
All right. Goodbye, see you guys ladies. Later. Have a nice night. Bye, right. Lois.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, Lois. You ready for some questions?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, are you more of a night owl or an early bird?
Oh, man. That's a hard question because I'm like sort of both. And that means I just don't get very much sleep. I like to stay up late. I really do. Naturally, by nature, I'm a night owl. I want to stay up late, sleep late. But I also love early mornings. So, you know, you get up early, then you just don't get enough sleep. You just are tired all the time. Burn the candle at both ends, you know?
You want both. Okay.
Yes, I want both.
I can appreciate that. What's one thing you have to do every day, no matter what?
Make my bed. I don't care if I'm crawling back in. It has to be like, hold up, made, straightened. I don't like put the throw pillows back on it. You're not quite that extreme, but at least straightened and like the sheet straightened, the blanket straightened, like, you know.
Okay.
So it's not, you can't crawl into a whole big messed up mess.
Well, I have lived for many, many years doing just that. So,
so maybe you can live.
You actually can, might just not be as satisfying.
There you go.
Okay. Do you have any rituals or traditions that are unique to you?
Okay, this is kind of weird. Unique to me and my husband, maybe, I guess, because I learned it from him. But, you know, how cans used to have the pull tab that you actually pulled it and then you pulled the tab right out and threw it in the garbage?
Yeah.
And then they changed to have the pop tab where you just pop it up and then you fold it back down and drink your pop. Well, that pop tab, you pop it up, you pop it back down. And it like pokes you in the nose, you know, like you're trying to drink your pop. And if you don't get it pushed back down far enough, it pokes you in the upper lip or the nose. My husband would take that thing and turn it sideways.
I actually remember that about him.
Do you remember that? And so
I always thought it was cool because you could tell that's yours.
Exactly. That's the bonus side effect. You don't get poked in the nose and you're like, that's my pop because it's turned sideways.
But then you started doing it and he didn't know if it...
But I mean, he wasn't scared of mine, right?
True, true. Oh, what's your favorite go-to when you need to relax?
Oh, I love to drive and just like go for a drive. Just no destination in mind. Just drive. You're going to turn right at this stop sign. Let's go.
Oh, okay. Yep. What's a household chore or task that you secretly enjoy?
Oh, man. I like loading the dishwasher. I don't know why. It's weird. Like,
I mean, you like
the cleaned up kitchen. Maybe that's what I like is the cleaned up kitchen.
Okay. And the dishwasher that signifies it.
Yeah, maybe. That's probably it.
I don't necessarily like loading the dishwasher, but I don't like anyone else loading the dishwasher but me. I'm the best at it.
I know. That could be mine too. And you always have more to fit in, right?
What a great way to train other people, right?
Yeah.
Get out of the way. I can do it better.
Be a control freak. That's it. You get a lot of help that way.
Okay. Do you plan everything meticulously or do you go with the flow?
Oh, man. I like a plan, but I like a loose plan. Like, let's write this in pencil, not triplicate and signed with golden ink, you know,
okay.
Because stuff changes all the time.
Yeah.
So I don't want to fly completely by the seat of my pants, but I also like the spontaneity when it's,
yeah.
So both. I'm just.
I think that's person. Just. You're just well balanced. You're just well balanced. What's the weirdest habit you've picked up from someone else?
Well, I already told you. My husband.
You didn't pick up anything else weird from him?
Oh boy.
I bet you did.
Yeah. We're gonna say I can't think of one.
That's okay.
Yeah, we'll just let it be.
How do you celebrate your wins, big or small?
I used to smoke. That was my, take a break, take a celebratory. I'm just finished painting that room. I'm going to go smoke. I'm thinking about paint colors. I need to go smoke. I need to drink some coffee and decide when I'm going to the paint store. I need to go smoke. No, that really was. It was a lot. It was a lot of.
You haven't found anything else, eh?
It's early days. I've only been quit for a year and a little more. So,
Yeah. Well, I never found anything else after that.
Yeah. Coffee, but it's not the same anymore either. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to figure that out together.
No, I'm not.
Some other day.
Please understand I'm not pining for cigarettes. I'm not.
No,
how it was. I don't pine, not even a drop.
Me neither.
No desire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Just wanted to make sure that was clear.
Yeah, I get you. All right. What's your favorite way to spend a lazy weekend?
Ooh, reading a book, a good book, lots of yummy snacks and cozy blankets and a fireplace or a wood stove that you can curl up next to with a rocking chair or a lazy boy. Lazy boy is even better because that's softer than a rocking chair. That's about it, man.
That sounds good. I would do that with you.
A little chilly outside so you can go, step outside and get some and come back in and it's like, oh yeah, this is good.
Yeah. Do you stick to a routine or do you prefer to mix things up?
That's kind of the same way. I like routines, but then let's throw some excitement in there because routines can get boring if they're too routine, too much.
Agreed. You got to sprinkle in some.
Yeah. Some fun.
Off the wall. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
What is the saying? All work and no play makes Johnny a dull boy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. If you could make one of your habits into an Olympic sport, what would you win gold in?
Proofreading. I see words spelled wrong and, you know, the wrong word used. It might be spelled right, but it's like it's instead of it's or two instead of two or what, or instead of the other two. I mean, we got two all over the place, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, proofreading, editing, that kind of thing is my jam.
Do you have a weird flex or skill or quirk that you're proud of?
Okay, so that kind of goes with it. I used to have, it's less flexy than it used to be. It's a little limpy. Before I had LASIK, I could look at a list of numbers, like scan a list, a typed, you know, the olden days when you had a 9-key or 10-key or whatever it was called, the adding machine with the tape. With the tape that came out the top.
Our treasurer still has one at church. Are you kidding?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So you know, and I could look at a list of numbers on that thing and a list of numbers on a piece of paper or column, you know, written side by side. And I could see, bam, like just scan. And I could see the one that was different. Like two numbers, like 7-9 on this paper and 9-7 on that paper.
Mm.
And just see, it just like stood out like, whoa, that was different.
But you got LASIK and
and it doesn't work anymore. So what LASIK did is somehow it affected my fast peripheral vision. I can see peripherally, but I can't scan peripherally.
Okay.
Peripherally. That's a hard word to say, at least for my mouth. So yeah, I don't got it anymore.
Yeah. Huge. Well, you did.
I did. I had it. That was cool for a second.
What's a product that you swear by and you recommend to everyone?
Okay. I gave this for my favorite thing to my girls 1 year for Christmas. Wet and forget shower spray. Scrubbing the shower is just the most, the least favorite task of any in my life.
Mine too.
I like to load the dishwasher. I do not like to scrub the shower. Ooh. Mm-hmm.
It's my most neglected task in my house.
So wet and forget shower spray is your friend.
Good to know.
Get it?
Okay.
You spray it on. I sprayed it. They say spray it once a week and then you rinse it when you go back to take your shower the next time. But I did it more often in the beginning when my shower was gross. So I did it every day. I just spray it and rinse it. Once it was clean, I do it once a week. I spray it, rinse it, and I never do anything else to my shower.
Huh. So my hack for that was I keep a magic eraser in my shower.
Yep.
And whenever I see grime on the bottom of something, I wipe the bottom of it and I wipe the ledge, and because that's normally where you're going to see most of it. Yeah. And those things work great. And I just perch it right up on the very top.
Yep. It's just there to grab when you need it.
Yeah. And I usually do it when I'm deep conditioning my hair or something.
Yeah. Yeah. When you're standing there waiting anyway.
It'd be worth getting that though to just, why not? I should get that for my boys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. I'm learning things. Okay. Do you have any superstitions or quirky routines that you follow?
I'm not a superstitious person by any means. Quirky routines. I do things very habitually.
Like in the same order?
Yeah. If I do, like if I'm lining some, like getting gifts and I'm going to organize them by some method. Once I've started that method, I like stick to that routine. Yeah. So once I've set something up, it's like, okay, this is how it's going to be. And it just, maybe it comes from having many kids and you have to be efficient or you're going to just drown in dishes and laundry and dirty diapers, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know.
All right. If you could only choose one type of weather to live in forever, what would that be?
Oh, man. Hawaii, I've never been there, but from the sounds of it, never gets below 50 and never gets above, I don't know, 85 or something, or maybe 60 and 85. It's like so perfectly in that, what do they call that, temperate zone?
Yeah.
Just right where you want to live forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess Hawaii, even though I can't.
From what they say about it. I've never been there either, but
they say Hawaii's really nice.
That's what they say. If we can't go to Israel, maybe we should just go there.
All right. Right.
All right.
Let's do both, man.
What's the most random thing that brings you joy?
Oh, random thing. A clean car.
Yes.
I like my, you know, detailed inside, clean outside, which means I haven't left my house or I've not gone back to my house because I have a mile long dirt gravel driveway. And yeah. It ain't clean anymore once I drive in or out once.
And then bring it up a notch. What about if it smells new? Did you know they have that spray that you can spray on there that makes it smell like it's new? I think I want to get that too.
And I get
spray and forget, or what is that stuff called?
Wet and forget.
Wet and forget. I might have to put that in my cart and put the new car smell spray in my car.
Yeah, there you go.
In my cart too. I'm going to do some online shopping later.
There you go.
Okay. What's your go-to way to procrastinate?
Oh, man. Like getting sidetracked organizing things or something. You know, you go start in the pantry and then you find out there's like expired noodles or something. And you're like, wait a minute. I bet, you know, I haven't looked at the fridge for a long time. I bet there's expired stuff in there that needs to be thrown away. So you get sidetracked. And pretty soon the pantry is a mess. The fridge is a mess. The spice cupboard's a mess. And you're like, wait a minute. All I was doing was organizing the pantry a tiny bit. Just, you know, picking up those soup cans and putting them so I could find out what kind of soup we have.
If you had to describe your perfect day, what would it include?
The people I love and kind of like fun stuff, like games, pizza, you know, maybe watch a movie, like just...
Casual
spending time with the people I love.
Yeah. And having fun.
Yep. And having fun.
Do you believe in bucket lists? And if so, what's the wildest thing on yours?
Oh, wildest. Well, I'll tell you, one of my friends told me after I had a brain tumor, she said, I had a dream about us the other night. I said, oh, yeah, what's that? She said, I dreamed we were running the Boston Marathon together. And I said, well, if I beat this brain tumor, maybe we should run the Boston Marathon together. And then I was like, wait a minute. I couldn't even run a 5K, much less a marathon. So we'll see if that ever happens on my bucket. But then she said we were in this building, like trying to get to the start of the race or sign up or register or whatever we needed to do. And she said, we just got to the starting line and the gun was going to go off and I woke up.
Maybe so you're just supposed to go to the Boston Marathon.
Maybe I go to the starting line and watch her start.
That's actually a crazy marathon because you have to qualify in other marathons to be able to even run that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah. Cause otherwise they'd have, you know, the whole world standing there at the starting line and 99.9% of them wouldn't be able to finish or they'll have a heart attack in the process or something. They'll have lots of Boston Memorial or whatever the hospital, Boston General will be overflowing with heart patients.
So that is a pretty wild thing to have on your bucket list.
Yeah, it is.
And last but not least, what's the strangest thing you've ever done out of curiosity?
Ooh. Strangest thing I've ever done out of curiosity. I ate beef tartare once just because I wanted to.
Which is raw, right?
Which is raw ground beef with some, a little bit of onion, a little bit of maybe some capers or something.
A little Did you sprinkle like it? Of,
it was really good. Have you ever tasted pasty filling?
Not raw. My mom used to do that though.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people do taste their pasty when they make it. That's how they know it has enough salt and pepper.
I go by looks.
Okay. And that works too. You could probably smell it too. Hey.
Yeah. I can just tell by, I just know. Like I've done the same bowl and the same batch so much that I just know.
Yep. Exactly. So yeah.
Huh. thank you for playing 20 questions.
Yes, absolutely. Anytime.
All right.
Stacy.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you ready to do 20 questions?
I'm ready.
Are you ready to do 20 questions about habits and traits that you may have?
Maybe.
Maybe. Okay. We'll see. We will see. We'll start. Start and see where we go. Are you more of a night owl or an early bird?
I'm actually neither. Okay. I am a, what is it called, a late morning.
Okay.
I'm more of a, like, I want to go to bed by like 9:30, 10, and I want to get up by like 7, 8.
Okay.
So I don't want to get up super early, but I don't want to go to bed super late. I'm very balanced in my sleep.
You're a well-rounded adult.
That's
there
right.
You go. There you
I'm
go.
I'm a grown-up now. I put myself to sleep without anyone telling me.
There you go. What is one thing that you have to do? You could be so busy, but you have to do this one thing every single day, no matter what.
Brush and floss my teeth.
Okay.
And have a cup of coffee.
Okay.
So every day I do all of those things.
All of those things happen, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have any rituals or traditions that are unique to you?
I feel like it's kind of unique that it's not really, I don't know if it really fits into your question, but I feel like we're unique in the way that we're very flexible about how we do things. We don't force a lot of obligations on our kids for things. We kind of wait and see what everyone wants to do, and then everyone just participates in the parts of things that they want to, and we kind of live and let live. And it's been hard for me, but my kids biologically got that from their dad, I think, and from that side of the family, and I've learned that it's a really beautiful thing.
Yeah.
It's a little cool. Unique to us. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. What do you do when you need to relax? What's your go-to?
I take a bath, a very, very hot, scalding bath. And usually a book if I'm reading something good. But if I have nothing good, I'm on TikTok in the bath.
TikTok and baths.
And a huge Stanley full of ice water. Yeah, because I am sweating.
Do cold plunge just out of curiosity?
No, I hate being cold.
Okay, we should make that a topic for it. We should get some people and talk about
it. I've been trying to be, people have tried to pressure me into that so many times. And
we need to, right here, a little post-it note in our.
Okay,
little...
I'll write a note.
Okay, good. That needs to be a topic we should do. All right. What is a household chore or task that everybody hates, but you secretly really, really like to do?
I really, really like to organize stuff. Like, okay. I really like to clean the junk drawer. I really like to clean out the bin with my products. I love to clean out the fridge. Yeah. And I would like everything comes out, everything gets scrubbed. Everything that goes back in is wiped down and scrubbed and put labels facing out in a weird OCD sort of way. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it makes me so happy.
Mm-hmm. Do you plan everything meticulously, or are you a last minute fly by the seat of your pants, go with the flow?
No, I plan everything. I recently had an elbow problem.
Okay.
Where my elbow, like golfer's elbow, they call it, but I don't golf, nor will I ever probably besides mini golf. But it's, I was told by my natural doctor that it's in the big chiropractic book, it says that if you have constant elbow pain, it's, the cure for it is to learn how to go with the flow and accept new experiences. And when I first started saying out of my mouth to my friend group, no, I'm just going to go with the flow, everybody would laugh. And I even felt like I was lying out of my lips when I would say it. But I'm learning, really learning the joy of going with the flow and making other people be the Nazi that I was. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm sick of being a Nazi.
Yeah, I was just like, why do I always have to be the one to plan? Why do I always have to be? Why does everyone text me and say, what time are we leaving? Why does everyone text me and say, where are we going to eat? Why am I the person? I'm sorry, I'm upset. If my friends are listening, I'm really not mad at you. I'm just saying it's hard to be me sometimes. And I like to be not me sometimes.
So that's it exactly. I'm going to refer to something we talked about before, not in this list of questions. But I had a question at one point earlier. That's exactly why I use the example of Christmas games.
Yeah.
I feel like the Nazi. I feel like the organizer. Like everybody's looking to me like, how are these prizes going to work? How are the games going to work? What's the time? What? How much time do we need? You know, and I'm like, why is that my job?
Like, if I have chosen to do the job to do, like, I'm okay usually with that. It's just when they always put it on me because I'm so natural at it. So I am good at events and I do it. If I have volunteered to MC the event and I have all this time to plan it the way I want to, like, have the time to plan, I'm fine.
Yeah.
But don't throw me into something and then just always look at me. Like, I have to make all the decisions. I have decision fatigue is what I really have right now in my life. And so trying to figure out how to manage that. So I'm trying to go with the flow and I'm trying not to make all the decisions. And when they say, you know, what time, blah, 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 instead of answering, because that's just who I am, I instead say, I don't know, what time do you think we should leave? I turn it back on them and I act like them. It feels very unnatural.
Yeah.
Because I usually do have the answer.
Yeah.
So it's very, like, why not just give them the answer? So I don't know. I'm in a weird spot right now. I'm trying to learn some stuff, but my elbow's getting better.
That's good. That's so great.
I think that's a sign. And every time my elbow does hurt, it's like, I need to loosen up the reins. Yeah.
Perfect. That's great.
Did I even answer the question? I don't remember what the question was.
Yeah. About.
Okay.
Yeah. The question was, do you plan meticulously or go with the flow?
Gotcha.
Okay. What is the weirdest habit that you have picked up from someone else?
Probably. Correcting people that I picked up from my husband. Like I don't do it to everybody, but like mostly in the family, we do it. Uh-huh. And it's nitpicking for fun. I don't know that it sounds fun to anybody else, but it's just this weird, if someone uses the wrong word in a sentence, oh, this family will jump on them, but not on outsiders. Like we're nice people, but but if your family,
you're not.
Yeah. Like even my husband's siblings and stuff are like this. And then they'll bring it up for 10 years about that time that Henry thought there were 13 months in the calendar or whatever when he was five. Anyway. Yeah. I even have a pin on my jean jacket that says I'm silently correcting your grammar.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've picked that up from my husband. I never was like that before from him and his family.
Okay. Next question. How do you celebrate your wins, whether they're big or small?
I don't really know that I do.
Okay.
I really don't think I do. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm good at celebrating myself. It's just, I think that things are just expected of me and you don't get a prize for doing life.
Yeah.
It's a really not maybe a great philosophy.
Right. I get that though.
I like celebrating my friends' stuff. Yeah. You know what I did today?
What?
My son's high school diploma came in my inbox that you can print off because he had the Penn Foster thing. So I printed it off and I put it in a frame. Mm-hmm. And when I called him up for dinner, I played Pomp and Circumstance on the Alexa, really Alexa, loud when he walked up the stairs. When he
got play to the Pomp top and of the Circumstance stairs. And turn up the volume.
Yes, it was exactly what I did. And he comes up the stairs and I'm holding his diploma and he like walks by me and I was like, Caleb. And so he turns around and I start like slow marching over to him. And he's at the fridge getting water. And I was just like, I would like to award you with your high school diploma. You are officially done with your high school career. And I like put my hand on him, like shake my hand. He's like, thanks. I was like, congratulations, sir. And I hand him his diploma. My husband's videotaping it. I was just like the weird life of a homeschooler.
Yeah, homeschool graduation, check. I love it. That's awesome. Anyway,
he doesn't want a party or anything like that. So
right.
That was the level of embarrassment I knew he could tolerate.
Yep, exactly.
Anyway.
Oh, boy, that's funny. What is your favorite way to spend a lazy weekend?
Ooh, watch a good movie, eat pizza, don't shower, live in sweatpants probably from the day before, play VR. Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of be alone.
Yeah.
Playing games by myself.
Pizza and games by myself, and I am good.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you stick to a routine or do you prefer to mix things up?
I'm pretty routined because I feel like I do better mentally and physically on a routine. Going to bed at the same time, waking up at the same time, brushing my teeth, having my coffee, taking my supplements, reading my Bible. Like I'm pretty I'm kind of boring in some ways, but I'll be routined, working, getting stuff done, doing all the things, cooking, cleaning, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden one day I'll be like, I'm sick of this. And then I just book a flight somewhere, like go to Texas and see my friend for 4 days or something. You know what I mean? Like, I'll just be like,
totally.
I'm just out of here. All or nothing. You know, I'm just all of a sudden looking for cheap tickets somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And then I come back and I'm ready to go back to my routine.
Yeah. Okay. If you could make one of your own habits into an Olympic sport, what area of your life or what sport, quote unquote sport, would you have a Olympic gold medal in?
Keeping a calendar.
Perfect. Time calendar scheduler.
I have multiple calendars.
Okay.
Like I have a big calendar on my, like a whole year at a glance calendar in my office that's color coded.
Okay.
Like reds for women's ministry, blues for men's ministry, you know, purple is worship, on and on and on it goes. Like I have a color. I got new markers. I was all happy about it. And they're the wet erase. So they don't smudge easily.
Yeah.
I'm like so happy filling out this calendar. I'm already halfway through the year on it. And it's what, second week of January or something?
Not even.
Yeah. It actually is almost sad once I get, because there's some stuff that's just always there, right? And that stuff keeps getting added. And then I have the digital calendar, of course. And then I have my personal calendar that I can overlay both of them. And it's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing.
When I say, let me check my calendar, I'm not kidding.
Yeah. I kind of am getting that impression.
Mm-hmm. Other people said they look at my calendar and it stresses them out. I was like, really? It makes me feel so calm. Like knowing that it's all...
Because you know what to do and when? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have a weird flex skill or quirk that you're proud of? Something that's yours?
I remember people's names.
Nice.
And I'm pretty good at remembering new people's names. And it started to become my goal that I wanted to see if I could remember everyone's names in the church, which is becoming an impossible task because the church continues to grow. And I didn't start from square one, right? Like, and then people keep having all these kids and they all look the same to me and whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty good. And then if I had a secondary, it would be, I can also give me a seating chart of my church and I'll tell you where they sit.
Oh, funny.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So if you're missing, I know you're missing.
Okay. Good to know. Mm-hmm. Stacy's keeping an eye on you.
I know that Jesus doesn't take attendance and you're not like a better Christian for coming to church every Sunday. But
Right. But we'll notice if you're not there.
But I will know if you're not there. It's all I'm saying.
Yep. Yep. And it is a good habit. So please go. What is a product that you love that you recommend to everyone?
My Aura ring.
Oh, okay.
Because I like data. Mm-hmm. And that's how I found out that I'm a late morning person.
Okay.
Because my ring told me after, you know, you wear it for a certain period of time, it's like, I'm like a dolphin or something. I don't remember. Because they put you in animal categories.
Okay. I didn't know that.
So I learned a lot about myself and then it's been able to help me. And I am I'm sold on it.
Yeah, very cool. Do you have any superstitions or quirky routines that you follow?
No.
Okay. If you could choose only one type of weather to live in for the rest of your life, what would it look like outside?
90 and sunny, baby. 90 and sunny.
I love it. I love it.
Light breeze, no bugs.
No bugs. I hear ya. Okay. What is the most random thing that brings you joy?
You know, my flaxseed pack.
I love it.
I'm so happy when I come. I live in winter and I love coming home, putting it in the microwave, putting it on my lap, my neck, wherever. I love taking it to bed with me. I love putting it my husband's like, in the winter, I think we spend more money with heating that thing in the microwave than we do on like the propane bill or whatever for the heat. And I'm like, whatever. I'm happy. Leave me alone. Because I heat it up 3 minutes so many times a day when I'm home.
Just keep,
I will heat it up and like take it in the car with me to work and then haul it in after work and put it back in the microwave. It's bad. I make them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. What is your go-to way to procrastinate?
I don't.
Okay.
You know, I did see a funny coffee mug the other day though that said, I used to crastinate and then I went pro.
Yeah.
And I thought it was really funny, but I do not, I really don't procrastinate.
Yeah.
It's actually a problem because it like I have a hard time to relax.
Yeah.
People are always like, just relax. It makes me so mad. I'm like, why don't you do stuff?
Yeah.
And then I could relax, but I have to do the stuff, right? So,
which means I can't relax.
Yeah. And so when I actually, this is when I can relax, when all the stuff is done.
And that ain't going to be till the day you die, sweetheart.
But I can get it to like the last, even if it's this, the last load of laundry is in the dryer or in the washer. Mm-hmm. You know, the dishes are in the dishwasher. The sink is empty. Yeah, like actually, if all of my machines are humming at the same time and it's on their last load of everything.
Yeah.
Oh, I can relax.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So you don't need all of it folded, put back in the drawers.
No.
Or the dishes back in the cupboard.
No. No, okay. I even don't care. Actually, there is one thing I procrastinate on all the time. Getting the clothes from the laundry basket, the folded clean clothes from the laundry basket
to hung
in, into the right places in the closet.
Yeah.
That is one thing. I have a basket on my bedroom floor right now as we speak that's been there for like 2 days. And it was on the living room floor for 2 days before that. So that takes a long time for it to get from there.
So that's your pro.
So that
you
is
have
my
pro. You have a pro.
I do. I procrastinate
qualification.
That.
Qualification yeah. in your putting away.
I don't actually put it away until I need
the basket. Yep, I knew it. Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I think I should buy more baskets, but then that would be bad.
If you could describe for us your most perfect day ever, what would it be? Or what would it include for sure?
I would pretty much be at the beach in a chair.
Okay.
90 degrees and swimming and sunbathing and napping and swimming and sunbathing and napping and eating and preferably with some good friends, not my husband because he doesn't do the beach.
Yeah.
It'd be great if he was in the hotel. I could go have dinner with him.
Yeah. There you go.
But and then be at the beach with my girlfriends though.
Yeah. That's oddly specific, but that's okay. Okay. Do you believe in bucket lists? And if so, what is the wildest thing on your bucket list?
I don't really have bucket list things. There are some things that I think, hey, if that worked out, it'd be really cool. Mm-hmm. But it feels like a little bit of a reach. Mm-hmm. Going to Israel would be really cool for me.
You and me.
I know. You I want to go. So I've said for a while that I would like to go to Israel when I turn 50. Mm-hmm. And that's less than 2 years now.
Yeah.
So then, of course, they broke out in war and everything else. And who knows what the climate will be, the political climate and whatever.
Yeah.
But there's like some stuff, like it would be fun to maybe go to Korea, to South Korea, and see where my brother-in-law lives and hang out. Like me and my husband go over there for a while. But it just always seems like such a stretch. It's like, how do you get that much time off work? And then you have to, then it's expensive. And then, then kids and I don't know.
Okay. Last question. What is the strangest thing you have ever done out of curiosity, just because you were curious?
I tasted breast milk.
Okay.
Human breast milk.
Okay. All right.
My own.
Was it tasty?
No.
Okay.
It wasn't good.
Okay.
I don't recommend it.
Can I tell you a story about that?
Did you also do that?
No, I did not. My husband used to tell a story about a brownie bake-off that their little town had at their summer festival. You know, you have a brownie bake-off. Who has the best brownies? Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. This lady won every year. And 1 year she didn't win. And it was because she didn't have a baby that year.
No. That's not a real story.
I don't know.
Is it a real story?
The real story is, I elaborated a little bit when I said she didn't have it, but the real story is, yeah, she put breast milk in her community brownies. That's what I heard. Does that make you gag?
It does make me gag.
I know, like, me too.
Tasting the tiniest little bit of my own made me gag.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, well, bueno.
That was the last question, so thanks for going on that note.
Yeah, that's what everyone's going to be left with thinking about me now. That shouldn't be the last question.
I'm sorry.
All right.
I'm sorry. That's it.
It's okay. People already know I'm weird. I think it's a secret. Nope. What do you mean I know, right? You weren't supposed to agree with that.
Hey, I'm your friend. If I can't tell you the truth, who can?
I guess. All right. Hey, it's been fun.
Yep.
Have a good night.
Next time.